The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. We're gonna turn away from Afghanistan, not because it's not incredibly important, certainly not because we should not be concerned. We should be greatly concerned for the people of Afghanistan, particularly the Christians, and particularly for the women of Afghanistan. But we've spent a lot of time on it today, and what's done is done, which is true, but I don't want to be flippant in any way. This is just an unbelievably horrific human crisis created by inept leadership. Anyway. We'll move on. A lot of other things going on in the news that you should be aware of. Loudoun County, Virginia, has been in the news a lot, particularly the Loudoun County School Board in Virginia. This is the school board that fired an elementary school teacher a few weeks ago. Why? Well, because he got up in a public comment session with the school board in their, I don't know whether it was their weekly meeting, monthly meeting, or whatever, but in a public comment portion of the school board meeting, he got up and said, you know, I really think that this thing of forcing teachers to use the pronouns preferred by a second grader, you know, a six-year-old or a seven-year-old who is confused about his or her sexuality and gender, and a seven-year-old boy who wants to be called she, he said, I don't think we should be forced to do that as teachers. I don't think we should be forced. Well, that was, at that time, the unofficial policy of the school board, which it is now the official policy of the school board. Anyway, the school board fired him. You're out of here. How dare you question us in a public forum? And he was fired. Wasn't it last week, I think, a fifth grade teacher who had been in the school district for 5 years stood up at the school board meeting and quit, saying, you're trying to force me to violate my religious convictions. You have telegraphed that what I believe and what I feel is unimportant, and I quit. Right here, right now, I wanted to do it public so you would know why I am quitting. Quit. In spite of all of the controversy, the school board passed policy, what they're calling policy 8040, by a 7-2 vote. It is called policy 8040, rights of transgender and gender expansive students. Yeah, the rights of transgender and gender expansive students. Requires teachers to let boys in the girls' bathroom, boys in the girls' showers, as long as the boy says that he is a she. You know, hormone treatments aren't necessary. Surgical reassignment is not. No, just proclaiming I think I'm a girl today. Bathrooms, showers, etc. In addition, teachers are forced, mandated, to use whatever name or whatever pronoun a, quote, trans-identified student prefers. Whatever. Doesn't make any difference. If the student demands it, the teacher has to use the preferred pronoun. Well, a pair of teachers is suing the school district. Two current teachers are suing the school district. English teacher Kim Wright at Smarts Mill Middle School and Monica Gill, who is a history teacher at Loudoun County High School. Monica Gill and Kim Wright have filed an amended complaint. What they're doing is piggybacking on the teacher who was fired. He has sued the school district. Well, these two other teachers are joining that complaint. ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom, is coming to their assistance and will be representing them in court. But these two teachers are saying their constitutional rights are being violated by being forced to surrender their biblical convictions in this whole pronoun thing. So this is going to go to court. Obviously, this will be a precedent-setting case. We will keep an eye on that in Loudoun County, Virginia. We hope they prevail. Just quickly, I'm going to try to get in several things before the bottom of the hour that I just want you to be aware of. Here is a story, a report from the former head of America's Border Patrol. His name is Rodney Scott. He just retired 2 days ago as the head of the Border Patrol. Listen to what he is saying about what's going on our southern border. Over and over again, I'm quoting, over and over again, I see other people talk about our mission. Your mission, he's speaking to Border Control agents upon his retirement. I see other people talk about our mission. Your mission in the context of it being immigration or the current crisis today being an immigration crisis. I firmly believe that it rather is a national security crisis. Immigration is just a subcomponent of it, and right now it's just a cover for massive amounts of smuggling going across the southwest border to include known or suspected terrorists at a level we have never seen before. That is the real threat. The head of the Border Patrol, who just retired, speaking to 19,000 agents by video, says that in all of his years with the Border Patrol, they have never seen more, quote, known or suspected terrorists coming in with illegal aliens. Quote, your peers or you are taking criminals, pedophiles, rapists, murderers, and the like, as I said before. Even known or suspected terror alerts, you're taking them off the streets and keeping them safe from America. And then he goes on saying that Congress needs to get involved. Quote, people they've caught in the last few days in Border Patrol's El Paso sector have been under the terrorist watch list. Individuals that they have on the watch list for terrorism are now starting to exploit the southern border. Not only do we have the horrific thing going on in Afghanistan, according to the head of the Border Patrol, who, again, just retired 2 days ago, 3 days ago, is saying in all of his career he has never seen so many known or suspected terrorists. We've known that drug dealers are getting across. We know that hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens are coming in. We know that they're gang members. Now he is saying terrorists are exploiting the crisis on our southern border. Just another issue that America has to deal with and we need to be aware of. Speaking of being aware, it's time for a break. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Right, here's some breaking news that the news media is going to have a heyday with. Texas Governor Greg Abbott today has tested positive for COVID-19. Here is the statement from the governor's office. Governor Greg Abbott today tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. The governor has been testing daily, and today was the first positive test result. Governor Abbott is in constant communication with the staff, agency heads, government officials to ensure that state government continues to operate smoothly and efficiently. The governor will isolate in the governor's mansion and continue to test daily. Governor Abbott is receiving, I don't remember how to pronounce that. Anyway, it's the antibody treatment, and if I wasn't on the air, I could pronounce it. But anyway, the mainstream left-leaning media is going to be all over this. See, we told you. Because Governor Abbott has been very adamant against mask mandates and so forth. And there are going to be a whole lot of people hoping, wishing, not only that he gets really sick, there are going to be sick people on the left who hope he dies. Pray for Governor Abbott. I believe he's a good man. He has tested positive for COVID. That's all I know at this time, but pray for him. And now he's paralyzed. Obviously, most of you know he's in a wheelchair. I have no idea whether that would make his immune system compromised. I've no clue. I'm not even going to guess or speculate. This is interesting. I said we were done with Afghanistan, and I am, except we're now learning. In fact, here is the headline. Taliban leaders use Twitter and WhatsApp to help capture Kabul. Quote, Taliban leaders use Twitter and WhatsApp to spread propaganda and establish control over Kabul as they stormed the Afghan capital over the weekend. On Monday, yesterday, Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid tweeted that residents welcome the Taliban and the situation in Kabul is under control. Now, most of you know where I'm going with this. The commanders of the Taliban, bloodthirsty, vicious, evil terrorists, have Twitter accounts. Donald Trump does not. Why? Well, he was suspended. Now, just let that sick irony sink in. The folks at Twitter allow the leaders of the Taliban to be on Twitter and to communicate with each other on Twitter, but they have suspended suspended the then president of the United States and now the former president of the United States. Just let that sink in. Since we're talking about bizarre, did you know that if you are a conservative Christian, you are just like the Taliban? Yes, since we're talking about the Taliban. Yeah, did you know that? That if you're a conservative Christian, you're just like the Taliban. Well, who said that? Joy Reid, the host of The Readout on MSNBC. Yep. Over the last 2 days, she has tweeted out several tweets, since we're talking about tweet and the Taliban, comparing conservative Christians to the Taliban. She said this, among many other things, concerning the, quote, religious right. What we keep learning, forgetting, and relearning, whether in Afghanistan or here in the U.S., is that religious extremism, backed by a willingness to use violence to impose a particular sectarian belief system as governing law, is incredibly dangerous anywhere in the world. A true cautionary tale for the U.S., which has our own far religious right, dreaming of a theocracy that would impose a particular brand of Christianity, drive women from the workforce and solely into childbirth, and control all politics. So you probably didn't know that if you're a conservative Christian, and then if you happen to be a conservative Republican Christian, there is really no difference between you and the Taliban. Do conservative Christians drag people out in the street and execute them? Nah. Mm-mm. Take little children and sell them as wives to soldiers? No. Do they execute people in the middle of the street? No. Do they make their women walk with a male escort anytime they leave their house? No. But other than that, they're just like the Taliban. Oh, one other thing before the bottom of the hour break. Tim Tebow has been released from the Jacksonville Jaguars. Evidently, his NFL career is done, over and finished. He was cut by the Jaguars this morning. He posted this morning, thank you to the Jaguars organization and everyone who has supported me in this journey. And we know that God works all things together for good, Romans 8:28. So try to come back. Didn't make it. And I'm kind of sad. I'd like to have seen him play on the field, but he didn't make it. Hey, when we come back, some very special guests. Don't go away.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.